Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And you're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast.
Hi, my name is Rona Cullinan and I'm a special needs mom to three amazing children. We've been using CBD oil for the last couple of years and it has completely transformed our lives and I cannot recommend it enough.
And if you'd like to get your hands on some CBD oil, our show sponsor is Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi-award-winning CBD oil. To find out their huge product range, you can visit their website at greenheartcbd.ie. That's greenheartcbd.ie.
Go Loud presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Go Loud! I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. Jeremy told me something earlier on this week that really annoyed me. And when he said it to me, I said, just hold that there for a second. I'm going to come back to this. Jeremy was in a particular bar in Dundrum.
No.
Well, I'm going to say it was in Dundrum.
In the Dundrum area.
It was in Dundrum. There's a few bars in Dundrum.
No, it was in the Dundrum area.
Okay, it was in Dundrum.
The vicinity.
Last Sunday?
Trying to get me barred from the...
Last Sunday? Well, no, you're not going to get barred because they love you now.
Last weekend.
He's in a bar in Dundrum. And tell me, Jeremy, what you observed.
Okay, where I was sitting with a couple of mates... At the next seat, so, you know, no more than 2 metres away from us, there were a group of four people, two couples. So two lads and two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed at one stage, and it wasn't, though people are going to start texting in going, you're nosy, mind your own business. You couldn't help but see this. But underneath the table, you could see a girl pouring alcohol from a shoulder. Is it called a shoulder?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what that small bottle is called?
Yep.
From a shoulder of alcohol, pouring it into her glass. And topping it up with the drink that she got.
Okay, so she brought her own drink into the pub.
She brought a shoulder of
vodka or whatever it was.
Of spirits into it. Yeah.
Okay, fine. And so you saw her pouring her own drink into a glass. And tell me and tell our listeners what you did next.
I was going up to order a drink at the bar because it was my round. And I went up and I said to the barman, who I know to see, I don't know him very well, but I said to the barman, I said, there's a table beside me and your woman's pouring a drink underneath the table. Do you want to sort that out? And he went down. I said, don't go down straight away because she'll know it's me that reported her. So he said, fair enough. And 5 minutes later, went down to the table and said, you've been seen on CCTV or whatever, pouring drink into the glass. I'm going to have to ask you to leave. And...
So all four of them were thrown out of the pub?
All four of them were thrown out of the pub and barred. Well, from what I believe, they've been barred.
But they were thrown out of the pub?
Yeah.
There and then?
Yeah.
Please leave?
Yeah.
Now...
And you're going to ask, I know what you're going to ask, and I know what people listening are going to ask, is why did I do it?
Yeah.
I have my reasons for why I did it.
And what are those reasons?
The reasons are, I, like you, Adrian, also DJ part-time from time to time. So I work in the pub and club trade. And... while a lot of you would say, I can't afford the prices of drink in pubs and clubs, that's fine. And I've been looking this because I knew Adrian was going to talk about this. This is all over boards about people admitting doing it. It's on that website, boards. And while I understand that drink can be expensive in places, if every single one of you did that, I would be out of a job DJing in nightclubs. All the bar staff would be out of a job. Barmen would be out of a job. You were putting
it's theft. Here's the thing. If you were a bar owner and you had witnessed this yourself, I would have no problem with you throwing out customers out of your pub. None whatsoever. Yeah, you're entitled to do that. They shouldn't be doing it. However, you don't know the bar owner. You don't know the bar staff.
That's not kind of true. I know him to see.
Yes, you nodded him. How are you? You don't know them. And you went and ratted on somebody who was pouring drink out of their bag. Now... like I said, you know, maybe you shouldn't do it, but a lot of people do it. And here's the pub police, Jeremy Dixon, who'll rat on you, who'll go up to the barman and rat on you if he actually sees you doing it. I just think that's the lowest of the low thing to do.
That's fair
none
enough.
Of your business. Yeah,
that's
none whatsoever.
I accept your opinion, but I think it's the lowest of the low to bring...
people do it.
But they shouldn't do it. That's the point. They shouldn't do it because, you know, the people who work in the pub and club game... I've gone through some very hard times over the last 10 years because...
Here's the reality of it. I'm not in any way condoning this, okay? But
you are.
People who go to pubs, if they bring their own drink, they're in the pub, aren't they? They can't sit there with an empty glass in front of them. They have to buy something in the pub. They have to buy a mixer or they have to buy something to even have the glass to pour it into.
The point is...
So which would you prefer, those people sitting at home?
Here's the thing. You wouldn't go into your local restaurant with a steak in your bag and take it out and put it on the plate.
It's not the same thing.
You wouldn't take a steak out of your bag, or you wouldn't go into a restaurant and order a steak, and the man would say, "Well, would you like potatoes with that?" And you say, "Well, no, actually, yeah, I don't want to buy your potatoes, but here's some I made earlier at home," and take out a little bag of spuds. It's the exact same thing.
It's not really.
Well, it is.
Anyway, my point is, it's not like you are a bar owner yourself. You didn't throw a customer out for catching them red-handed. I understand bars who do. But my issue is the fact that you thought it was your business to go and actually squeal on them.
So is your... Just so I can get this straight in my mind... Is your issue that I reported these people, or is your issue that they shouldn't have been doing... I'm trying to work out where you're coming from.
I have a huge issue with you reporting them.
Reporting something that was wrong.
It's not against the law. Where's the Satan law that I've done it myself on occasion?
What?
I've done it myself on occasion.
You brought your own drink into pubs?
Have done, yeah.
That's absolutely disgusting because whatever...
I'm not saying I do it regularly, but I have done it.
Whatever excuse these four people had, and they probably didn't have much money because by the look of them, they looked like... vagrants anyway, the four of them. But you have a full-time job and
I said I've done it. I didn't say recently.
You have a full-time job and you have quite a good salary. There's absolutely...
I said I haven't done it recently, but I have done it.
Well, you've always had a good job, Adrian. So you've never been... I've known you half my life. You've never had the wolf at the
build
door.
Build a bridge. Stephen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Stephen?
Good. Listen, I don't condone it myself. I was just wondering, was Jeremy drinking water as usual?
You've just brought up something, Stephen, that annoys me as well. I have a huge problem. We know a guy, or we used to know a guy, who would go to a pub, who would sit down there with all of his mates and never buy anything at the bar. He would never go to the bar.
What's your question, Stephen?
Well, I was wondering when you drink a water again, as you normally do when you go out.
So what were you drinking then?
That's not a relevant question, lads.
Well, it is.
It kind of is.
You're saying that people are not giving enough to the coffers or the
yes.
pubs and
you're
drinking water yourself.
You see, I have a bigger issue, and I have to be honest, you've just brought up, you remember that guy that I'm talking about, Jeremy? He would always go to the pub, he would always meet a group of friends, and he'd always sit there with nothing or a glass of water in front of him.
Because now, that's as tipple as a glass of water.
Then stay at home. The point is, the public can earn less money out of him than out of somebody buying a mixer to put their vodka into.
No, but he went to the pub because, you see, Stephen, going to a pub, you're obviously a drinker, I'm not really a drinker. Going to a pub for me is not about the alcoholic aspect of it. Going to a pub for me...
But I've seen you in pubs with a glass of water yourself.
Yeah, it's the social aspect.
So what were you drinking then last Sunday?
It's irrelevant, I'm not going to answer the question. But
he was having a glass of water, Stephen, then. There you go.
So you were contributing even less. Yeah, well, and have any of his friends not done it over the years, and can he confidently say no?
No, because honestly, my friends aren't that type, Stephen. There's a certain...
Well, it's not a certain
and they
type.
All that.
Everybody does it.
I don't believe that. Well, not one of your close friends, a colleague or a work colleague or something.
Again, in fact, you're dead right. One of them did do it. A colleague of myself and Adrian's a few years ago, and I was shocked by it. The four of us were out. Two couples were out on a night out, and we went into a nightclub.
You didn't rat on that one.
Did you squeal on him that night?
I'll tell you what exactly happened. As God is my witness, we were in the nightclub on... what's the street where Cafe on Seine is, Adrian?
Dawson Street.
I was on Dawson Street. There was a nightclub on Dawson Street. I can't even remember what it was called. And the girl that we were with, from underneath her jacket when we were sitting down in one of the booths, she pulled out a bottle of champagne that she had bought, brought with her. And Adrian knows the girl I'm talking about. And I said to her, I'm not sitting beside you if you're going to drink that champagne that you brought into the club.
No, she did. No, but I will argue with you. And I remember that, okay? Pulling out a full bottle of champagne is a little bit over the top.
It was all the same, lads.
It's not really.
Adrian, you just admitted that you've done it yourself.
I have done it in the past.
If anything did it phone to you, Jeremy, would you go up and square on him?
Probably.
To be honest with you, that actually leaves me sick to the pit of my stomach.
I haven't done it in years, but I have done it.
Because Adrian has no excuse for doing it, because he's not.
Some people don't do it. Sorry, Stephen. Some people don't do it because they can't afford, because money is tight. Some people resent paying £8 for a vodka and coke in a pub.
Sorry, lads, if you can't.
You know what, Adrian? No. That woman could have been on a force now in 2 years. She's probably a single mother.
Yep.
And is on a force.
Jeremy got effect out of the pub.
Stephen, I know this isn't the argument. Can I tell you one thing, Stephen?
Yeah.
Single mothers have more expendable income
than I have.
It's not the conversation.
It's not the conversation.
Sorry.
I'm not going down that road.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm not taking the conversation that way. Stop.
No.
I'm dropping it. No. Wayne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Wayne?
How are you doing, Ardy?
Good, thank you, Wayne.
Hi, Wayne.
You have lost all respect for Jeremy over this.
Well, to be honest with you, I wouldn't say they were just sitting there drinking vodka straight now, would he?
No, they weren't.
Yeah, well, I say a woman or your man was paying for a bottle of coke, so they were still paying like a fiver a pop anyway.
I'm not going to lie here. They were buying mixers at the bar.
Wayne, not only that, what you told me earlier, and I'm going to pick you up on this.
The lads were drinking pints. That's correct. The lads were drinking pints. It was the two girls in this foursome situation that were pouring the shorts into the glass.
But they were still buying mixers to go with those shorts.
They were still spending money then in the pub.
Exactly, they were. So the only thing the pub was missing, again, I'm not justifying this, but I'm pointing out that the only thing the pub was missing out on was the shots of vodka.
Yeah.
They were still buying the mixers, the lads were still buying pints, and you went and got the four of them thrown out of the pub because they happened to pour a little bit of vodka out of a handbag.
Yeah.
Shocker.
How is it a shocker, though?
To a certain extent, you probably should have minded your own business now.
There's no certain extent, Wayne. Wayne,
if you listen to this show regularly, you know I'm not the type of person that does mind his own business.
Yeah, we understand that.
Or, Jeremy, if you happen to be working in that place, I could understand you reporting it. The place has nothing to do with you.
Is it a pricey pub?
No.
It is a pricey pub. Well, it's pricey enough.
I don't know because I don't know the price of drinks, so I wouldn't know whether
it's... Because he was drinking water, Wayne, at the time.
No, you know what? I was drinking...
Probably tap water was it, so we didn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, exactly.
I was drinking a pint of tap water with blackcurrant. That's what I drink.
It cost you nothing.
It didn't cost me. It cost £1.50.
Wow. Hang on for one second, Wayne. Who is a more valuable customer to that bar? You with your 150 glass of water, or the other couple of foursome buying pints and mixers for their vodka?
I'll answer that question. If you let me answer the question. I'll answer the question. I am, because I bought a food. I bought a starter.
I'm talking about when it comes to drink. That's where they make their money.
But I hadn't no.
Who's the more valuable customer?
Sorry, if there's a publican listening, can you please confirm to these people and call us 679-7981?
They're going to condone anything.
No, but sorry, let me just finish there, Wayne. A pub makes more money off the sale of food than it does off drinking. That's a fact, lads.
I don't know if it is a fact. What's the markup on a little small bottle of Coke?
The markup on food is higher than drink, I can guarantee you that.
And here's the thing.
The meal that I had, I went for chicken wings and I had chicken curry for the main course, and I think it came to about £18.
Here's one for you, Jeremy, right?
Yeah.
Five of us went into Tampa Bar last week, right? And we went into a pub. I'm not going to say the name of the pub. I'm in there all the time, and I like the place. But we got two vodkas, two cans of Red Bull, and a large bottle of Bombers, and that cost €48. So I don't think it is justifiable
for certain pubs in the city centre to charge £6.80 a pint.
Sorry, lads, just to cut across you both there, I wouldn't step foot in a bar in Temple Bar because of the extortionate prices that they charge. I've seen the prices that they charge in Temple Bar. I don't know how they're getting away with it. It's daylight robbery.
But that's where you came in, you dad, and you said that pubs are making more money on food.
They are.
I just started saying that For 5 points, it costs nearly €50.
No, but my argument here is, in terms of drink, in terms of the value that this particular pub got out of these people, they got more money out of them than they did out of you when it came to drink. They were buying pints, they were buying mixers, and probably would have stayed there all night. They probably would have made a lot of money, only you got them thrown out.
I have a feeling the only people that... And Adrian, you worked for a long time in a bar in Greystones, is that correct?
Yep.
Greystones. Had you seen that when you were DJing?
If I was working there, it's different. You weren't working there.
I don't know how that's different.
It is different. It absolutely is different.
Okay, if you saw...
If you were working there, okay. I'd have said, fair enough.
Okay,
in fact, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You were just a punter like the people beside you.
I don't see the difference.
There is a difference. There's absolutely a difference.
If you're in HMV later and you see somebody shoplifting a DVD, would you say to the security guard, here, that head there is after putting a DVD?
Yeah, I might do, yeah.
But you don't work for HMV?
Yeah, but I still might do. Anyhow, how old are you? HMV doesn't even exist. All right, Veronica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Veronica?
Yeah, great day today.
A great day today, Veronica. Now, you've done it yourself.
I have.
And so have your mates.
All my mates, and none of us are scumbags.
It's a scumbag thing to do, if you don't mind me saying so, Veronica.
Jeez, do you know what? You're hilarious, Jeremy. I'd love to go be in your company for a night. I'd say I'd be in tears laughing at you.
You wouldn't be. Trust me, Veronica, you wouldn't. Yeah, you'd be in tears laughing that you went out with him in the first place.
He's a mad fella, isn't he, Adrian?
So one of the most common questions I get asked when I'm out is, where's Jeremy tonight? And my answer is always, I wouldn't be seen dead in public.
The question was, how do you work with that dickhead?
Yeah. Or where's Jeremy tonight? And I always answer, I wouldn't be seen dead in public with him.
Veronica, because of the business that I work in as well, that I work in the nightclub and pub business.
You don't work in this pub?
No, but nightclubs and pubs, Veronica, depend on the money.
Can I just say something to you, Jeremy, right? Do you not feel a bit of a loser saying that?
No, absolutely.
Getting thrown out of the pub.
No, absolutely. I think they deserve to be thrown out of the pub.
If they had been caught by the bar owner, I'd say I'd agree with you. They weren't.
They were. The bar owner did catch them because he went down and caught the bottle.
He wouldn't have had a clue about it until you tipped him off.
Yeah, he got a tip off. So, Veronica, how many...
Well, anyway, I don't think there's anything wrong with it at all.
Okay, Veronica...
Stuff. Loads and loads of people do it, and you don't have to be a scumbag to do that.
Is it the same as robbing a DVD at a HMV?
I don't think it's the same. I just want to say, when you go into the pub and you're having a few pints, right? And you're actually buying your pints, and then you fancy maybe a Bacardi Coke or vodka or dry martini or something. So usually it's that. It wouldn't be every night now. It'd be at like maybe something like a 24th or, you know, something like that. That's a big gathering. And that the things are off the wall, off the hook, the price are off the hook. And so you start off, you go up and you get your Bacardi and Coke, and then you have your glass, and then you just go every now and then for another glass of ice.
Okay, Veronica, how many drinks would you have on the night out?
I don't drink now. But
okay, but explain to me the little scam that you used to have going. How did it work?
You just go up to the bar and get your Bacardi and Coke, and then you have your glass, and then... Yeah, now you have a glass, you just pour, and you come here, it wouldn't be only our table to be getting whatever we had, we'd be sharing with everybody in the place.
No, but you listen, as I said, I've been looking about this on boards and seeing different posts that people have put on it, and this is, as Adrian was saying, this is a huge, huge business. Business is the wrong word. I shouldn't use the
again,
word.
I'm not justifying this, okay? I've put my hands up and said, yeah, I did it in the past myself.
Yeah, okay?
I'm not being a wimp about admitting that, but...
I'm shocked by that, because
my argument is, who is a better customer to the pub? You with your glass of water, or the couple sitting beside you that are having pints and glasses of Coke?
I'm a more honest customer, I'd say that.
Yeah, but you're not worth a toss to the pub.
I am. I bought a starter in the main course.
Whoop-de-doo. When you go out for drinks, you have a glass of water. I've been with you,
Adrian,
when you've had a glass of water. Yes, go on, Veronica.
Why don't you just do a poll and see? And I guarantee the poll will be...
Okay, I'm going to run an Opinions Matter poll, and you can... WhatsApp us right now on 085-825-2626.
I don't want you to do them because I don't think... I think the majority of people are going to...
We don't see how big a problem it is.
They're going to disagree. Oh, sorry, have you done it?
Yes.
As opposed to you agree with what I did.
No.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, here's the question I want to ask you. Have you ever poured your own drink in a pub or a club.
Even the way you're wording it just sounds so wrong. Pouring your own drink.
Simply send yes or no to 085 825 2626. It's Opinions Matter. We have to take a very quick break. We're back in just a sec.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Come out! If I owned a bar and I caught somebody pouring their own drink in my bar, I'd throw them out. Okay?
Because you're losing out on the money. But when it's someone else's money, you don't really care about it.
If I owned a bar and I caught somebody drinking in my bar, pouring their own drink in my bar, I would throw them out. Okay? But let's take some more calls on this. Anne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anne?
I want to ask Jeremy a question.
Sure. Shoot.
If you were in a pub,
yep,
and you were with, we say, your wife or a friend or something,
yep,
and you were drinking vodka, and you got the vodka, and you were the vodka drinker, and the bar had watered the vodka, what would you do? It has happened in my company. I don't drink vodka.
Yeah, don't mention the venue. I know. I don't know if it happens.
I don't drink vodka,
It doesn't happen as much as it used to do, but it does still happen. Yeah,
yeah,
it does still happen.
Yeah. Okay, you know, it's kind of a different argument.
It's not actually.
Any pub that waters down their alcohol should be shut down completely.
Yeah.
Completely, I agree. But that's not the argument.
I actually myself, my niece wouldn't go back up. She says, that's water. She was drinking vodka. And I went back up to the bar with it because I was at the bind around. And he got very narky. I said, my niece is a vodka drinker. And she said, and she didn't have ice in it. And she said, that's very watery. And he snatched it back off me. And he gave me another one. And she said, no, that's vodka. Now, it's a well-known pub.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not my local.
Okay, and I agree with you that, you know, there's a bit of a... It's a similar thing. You're ripping off your customers in that case. I don't think it happens as much as people think it does, but yes, I agree, it does happen. Jeremy, here's the poll. I asked a question. Do you or have you ever brought poured your own drink in a pub or a club? Now, this, we asked people to be honest.
Yep.
68% of our listeners have done it. 68% have done it. And you'd rat on all of those people.
Yeah.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lee?
How you doing, lads? How are you?
Now, Lee, before you give your opinion, I just want to share something with you because you work in a pub as well, yeah?
Yeah.
So it's your profession that I'm trying to save. And I've done some research into this. So people will learn something from this discussion, if anything, today, Adrian. Last year, for the first time, according to a report, pubs took in more profit from the sale of food than they did from the sale of drink. Okay, so Adrian was claiming that pubs don't make anything on food.
Not every pub serves food, by the way.
Most pubs do. Most reputable pubs
do. No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Some of the smaller bars in town don't serve food.
Anyway, for the first time ever last year, the average pub, it says, relies on food for 52% of its turnover. So, basically what that means to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that a pub is making more profit out of you ordering your chicken tenders than it is out of you ordering four
pints. That's fine, but this conversation isn't about that. This conversation is about the fact that you got up
but you were claiming that by me drinking my pint of water with blackcurrant that the pub wasn't making any money off me, and I'm saying it made more money off me than it made off anybody else.
But I've been with you where you're out for a night and you'll have a glass of water for the night. With no food.
With blackcurrant.
Okay. Now, sorry, Lee, you work in a pub. Yeah. You see this happening all the time. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah. I actually used to work in hotels as well. And at the end of the night, you'd be clearing up after a wedding, and underneath the table, you'd see like
empty naggins and
empty
stuff
cars.
Like that.
Sorry, what? People bringing their own naggins to a wedding?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. No, but not even cans. I'm not saying not even naggins. You have cans. They have cans of tube work and cans of anything.
Yeah, well, you know what type of wedding that is. Now, that's a scaldy wedding, that is.
But the only mad thing about it, and I won't say the place I worked in, it was actually quite an expensive place to get married. And some of the people that you'd see coming in, that you'd catch one or two of them doing it, you'd be going, what the fuck? The guy sitting there with a big iPhone or whatever it was.
That's probably what Adrian does when he goes to the weddings. Do you bring a six-pack with you, Adrian?
No, I don't bring a six-pack with me. Lee, look, I understand how if you catch somebody doing it, and I've already said, if I owned a bar and I caught somebody pouring drink, I'd throw them out, okay? Fine.
Yeah.
I get that as somebody who's working in a bar. Have you ever had a situation where a punter has ratted on somebody.
Yeah, yeah. We actually had the pub we're working now. We had a christening there. And the woman who was christening, it was, obviously not the child, her child christening, she came up to me and goes, do you mind going over? There's a few people in our wedding at the christening. And they're pouring their own drinks. She says, well, I don't want to cause a scene. I don't want the day ruined. I said, yeah, look, I'll go up and say to them. Now, that was her own function. The people that she invited.
I'd be so embarrassed if somebody did that at something.
To her, she came up and said to us, look, they're pouring their own drinks over there. And I haven't condoned it, but I don't want to say it because I'll get, you know. So like that, she went down, sat at the table, and then a few minutes later, I went around collecting glasses and I just copped them.
Will you explain to the listeners, especially the 60-odd percent of people that do that, will you explain to them, because I'm not getting through to them, Lee, but will you explain to them how this is your livelihood, that you have to put...
I've already explained, and people are stupid enough that they don't realise.
But I want Lee, from a human point of view, I want you to humanise it, Lee, and explain to people why they shouldn't bring their own drink into pubs because you depend on the money.
Well, I understand the argument. People say, oh, it's too expensive and all that kind of stuff. As I said, I used to work in hotels, and when I'd be dealing with the people that come in, I wouldn't tell them the Temple Bar. You know, if you want a cheap drink, there is cheap alternative drinks out there.
Yes, I agree with you, yeah.
If you go to Temple Bar, or you go to wherever you go, and it's a tourist zone, you're going to pay over the odds. You know what I mean? Where if you go off the beaten track slightly out of, say, just down from Temple Bar, like Dame Lane or something like that kind of stuff, slightly cheaper. Now, it is a bit off Temple Bar, but if you're going to Temple Bar, you're paying, yeah, you're paying for the drink, but you're also paying for the atmosphere that you get with Temple Bar. You know what I mean? Like, people say, oh, it's great, all these pubs play music all day. They do, because...
Because you're
paying the higher price that the pub can afford to pay all these bands. And the pub I work in, it's a local pub. And yeah, people might say, oh, look, the place is full. But if everyone in that pub, if 60% of that pub is pouring their own drink, our running costs are still as high. We still have to pay for the insurance and all that kind of stuff.
One of the points, though, and I'm not condoning this, but one of the points I made a couple of minutes ago was that a customer sitting there drinking a pint of water for the whole night...
You need to get over the whole pint of water.
And another table where the lads are drinking pints, the girls are drinking Coke, and they're just throwing a bit of vodka into it. Surely they're more valuable to a pub than the person drinking the glass of water.
Well... Someone drinking a pint of water to a pint of lager, absolutely, there is a price difference, 100%. But then you look at, I have people that come into my pub that they don't drink anymore.
I've seen groups of students all gathered around a table in a pub with one glass in the middle of the table.
And six straws.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They're surely less valuable to a pub.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, there you go.
If you had a full table...
But you're not going to throw them out, though. That's the thing.
If you had a table of 12 people and they're sitting there for 2 or 3 hours and one glass... Like, and I'm not being offensive, but when the students come over in the summertime, the big crews of them.
Yeah, no, I've seen them, and that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Surely
they're less valuable to a pub.
Spanish students are notorious for doing this.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Una?
I'm very well, thank you very much.
Una, you actually agree with Jeremy doing what he did?
Absolutely, I agree 100%.
Would you do it yourself? Would you go up to a barman and tell him?
I would, and I wouldn't even have a second guess about doing it.
And I'm taking
that only took a half an hour to find one person in Dublin that agrees with me.
I'm taking it you're not part of the 68% of people who have done it.
Oh no, I would never do it.
You'd never do it.
No, and I suppose there's two main reasons why I'd agree with Jeremy, if I may, would be that one, that most establishments would actually have a written, is that it's a written and unwritten rule that only food and drink that is bought in an establishment may be consumed in it.
Yeah.
You know, it's out of common courtesy, if nothing else.
I
think it's the main point that hasn't been brought up is that, you know, you don't need alcohol to have a good night out.
No, of course not.
Adrian has mocked me for the last 20 minutes because I drink tap water with blackcurrant on night out.
That's not what I'm mocking you over. I'm mocking you primarily over ratting on somebody for having poured a drink. I'm not condoning them doing it, but you just went up and you ratted on them. Just one last call on this. Stay there for a second, because I have a question I want to ask you in just a second. John!
Yes.
Now, no identifying any particular bar, but you have yourself witnessed pubs, and this may be a conversation for another day, you have witnessed pubs watering down vodka.
Yes, I have, yep.
In recent times?
I know how to do it exactly.
I'm asking you, in recent times, have you witnessed this being done?
Yeah, regular.
Regular in the last few weeks? Or the last year?
Last year,
okay. We may come back to this as a conversation, John.
That surely can't be going on still.
Yes, it is. I accept that it does go on. I don't think it goes on as much as
it used
to.
What publican would risk losing their licence for watering down a bottle of vodka?
Very silly publican, but yeah. I do believe it happens. Okay, I want to wrap this up. I'm out of time, okay?
Okay, well, I'm glad that we got
I want you to just give me a yes or no answer. Okay, you were talking about how it's outrageous that people might bring a little bit of vodka in their bag into a pub. It outraged you so much, you got up off your arse and you ratted on a couple of girls sitting beside you pouring drink. Yeah. As you know, one of the most profitable aspects of a cinema is the food and drink that they serve in the cinema. Yeah?
Yeah.
You'd agree with that? Popcorn and, you know, minerals and
I know where you're going here, but
Do you go into a cinema with a bag full of your own sweets and your own minerals?
The difference is when you're going into a cinema, you are paying an admission fee. You're paying for the ticket, so they're getting money out of you. Yeah, I have, because the cinema that
the cinema I go to
doesn't have the drink that I drink, so I have to bring the drink in.
You complete and utter hypocrite.
No, the cinema,
No, conversation ends with your hypocrisy.
And it brings the Opinions Matter podcast to a close. If you've enjoyed this latest podcast, please hit subscribe or follow or click the little bell icon if you're listening on Spotify, and you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast. And if you've something that you'd like us to discuss on the podcast, you can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.